So, Mickey, looking ahead to the league campaign, which gets up and running this weekend. It's a bit of an unknown quantity, is that fair to say? London haven't played a competitive inter-county game in almost 2 years. So, where are you going to get your knowledge of your opponents at the weekend, Mickey?
Well, we're probably waiting hard lashing on the programme, maybe by Friday evening, to get a wee look through it to see, you know, has there been much change since March 2020, you know, and I suppose with London, you know yourself, they can get a very strong team out over there if it's a pick of everybody that's available to them. So, look, we've just been keeping an eye on the club scene and going to match that up to what they're bringing at the weekend, and that's basically all we can work off, Flashing, and those players that have been there maybe 4 or 5 years. Boys, a boy Sheehan and all, they're very handy if he's still about and stuff. So look, as I say, we don't know a while lot, Ashin, and I'd be more for keeping our own house in order and getting yourself try and make most of home advantage, you know, with them travelling over. We just need to make the most of home advantage in the first half an hour, you know.
Yeah, and the opposition, the way they actually played in a division higher than you, Mickey, in recent years as well. Like they were up in Division 2A, so they were at one stage.
They were, Ashin, and they've been there a good while, you know, and look, they've won the Christie Ring, I think, too, at a stage. Look, I don't think Donegal has ever beat London. I think they beat London B maybe back in 2003 or something, or one, but any time we met their first team, you know, they've always beaten us, so it's a team we've never got over yet. As I say, when we went up to Division 2B, they were always in 2A, so look, it shows you the calibre they have, Ashin, and they'll have a pick of a lot of high quality club players from down south, you know. So it's going to be a big ask, Ashin, but as I say, we're looking forward to the task. It's a little division there this year. You know, you've a chance of beating everybody in it, and at the same time, if you drop off 10 or 15%, you could be in a relegation battle. So we know what we're up against, Ashin, and you know, we're just trying to maintain that status. Division 2B is what it's all about for us, and a home game on Sunday is going to be massive.
Just a note again in London, Mickey, before we look at your own panel. I suppose there was a bit of a red flag raised last week because Carlow were in a similar situation to what you are this week, thinking you're going to meet a team that hasn't played at inter-county level in 2 years, and you would think that you might have the edge in them going into it. But as we've seen with the Footballers last week, who came from 10 points down to beat Carlow, you sort of have to keep that in the back of your mind, that this is a game that's not to be taken too lightly.
Exactly, Ashin, and as I say, if they have the pick, and it shows that football team's been training hard over there. When they finished the game so strong against Carlow in the second half, so fitness and stuff wasn't a question. So they've always been putting the work in. People might be thinking London now would be a good time to get them, but I feel like if you're over there, you're under your hurling or Gaelic, you know, you're mad to get out training and stuff after your day's work. So look, I feel there's a strong London team coming, Ashin, and we just don't know what yet exactly or who's new, and I feel luck we're going to be up against it in terms of them playing at a higher standard than us, and most of their players will play a lot higher club standard. So, but at the same time, we're looking forward to getting our own house in order and making ourselves hard to beat at home, Ashin, and seeing where we're at come 60 minutes, we're still in the game. I fancy we could get something out of it, you know. So it's just maybe staying in it for as long as possible and trying to nip them at the end, you know.
Yeah. Well, what about your own house this week? I suppose Jack O'Loughlin's the biggest concern. He, of course, came off in that McGurk Cup final against Down. Mickey, is this weekend going to come too early for him?
I think so, Ashin. I liked jogging last night and stuff, but after chatting to Colm or Fuzio, he feels like he needs another week or two to be sure, you know, and it's early in the season, so likely not to risk him. Ashin, there's going to be bigger games down the line, and you could end up losing him for the league and trying him, you know. So, look, a couple of boys out, and few boys coming back in. Declan Coulter, who didn't play none of the Gurk Cups, came through training this last couple of weeks and be available for selection. You've Danny come back from honeymoon on Saturday, so and trained all week. So look, we've a couple of boys out, Ashin, and a few boys back in, but overall, you know, I feel we should be fairly a strong team, you know.
Yeah, just in that pre-season competition, at the end of that night in the final, you really put it up to Down, so you did in the decider. Again, you were disappointed that you didn't win the game. But from the pre-season activity that you had in that competition, I suppose there was a lot of pluses in it, and one of them was Davin Flynn hitting form, returning and hitting form again for you.
Yeah, he's probably been missed, Ashin, and a few of the bigger games last year too, maybe Derry away and stuff when you're beat by a point. he chaps up, very clinical, and he comes in with big scores. Actually, you mightn't see him for 10 minutes, but when them chances arise, he sticks it away, you know. And luck at Celtic against Down that night, he's probably the best forward on show out of both teams, finishing with 2-3 or 2-4, you know. So definitely a big plus for us this year, having Davin back, you know. And you've like some young boys coming back in now, with Rory Campbell stuff to join him, and Richie Ryan there, who's had a bit of form, you know. I feel with a good, strong panel, actually, a couple of injuries before might have held us back a bit, but I feel now we have replacements there now that can keep us every bit as strong, you know, when you're down one or two players.
Yeah. So you're confident then, Mickey, in the squad that you have? And I know in previous years that you brought the younger players in and they needed time to bed in. Has that time now elapsed for them, and the performances they put in, particularly again in the McGurk Cup competition, they've been elevated to senior? You're quite happy now to throw these boys into the mix?
Definitely, I'm watching it, and you know, that's what it's all about. Even like the Conor O'Grady, you know, been playing well for his club there, and he's been in and out of the team, but I feel like he's moved on. He's well able to take a starting spot, you know, and probably will on Saturday, and that's up to himself then, you know, they play at a good level and hold on to that spot, which I feel he can. And you've like Rory Campbell and Conor Girdle, who just come out of minors last year, look, and both a good McGurk Cup, and showed that they competed at that level. Keep the pressure on, actually. The boys is on the pitch, maybe that they weren't on there before. So I feel like we're in a good spot, and if we can bring what we did in the McGurk Cup in terms of work rate and effort, we'll not be far away in this league, and hopefully can maintain our status in it, you know.
Yeah, that's what you're looking to do, Mick. You're looking to maintain your position in Division 2B, which you accomplished, of course, last year ahead of the championship. Is there more pressure on you this year to stay in that division, Mickey? Because you've only got two home games. Three of them are away. Sligo, Wicklow and Mayo are all on the road. It was the opposite in the previous season in Division 2B. So do you feel now that maybe there might be a wee bit more pressure on the guys this time to stay there in Division 2B, given you only have two home games?
Yeah, I suppose we've been spoiled, actually, in the last few years. Even in the Championship, we've always been getting victories, which always give us home advantage. And in the league, with three home again last year. So like I was going away, Wicklow and Mayo and Sligo's big tough games this year. You've got to get something out of your home games, Ashin. But when you weigh it all down, two home victories might not be even be enough, Ashin. You know, we had 4 points before in this division, and going into the last day, we still had to beat Armagh to make sure we're safe because of the head-to-head and the score difference. So to make sure you're safe, Ashin, I think you're going to need definitely three victories and 6 points, you know, on this table with a head-to-head and stuff, you know. So look, that's going to definitely be a tough ask, you know. But I feel like we have the players in the panel there this year, and there is a relegation battle with the bottom two playoff too, Ashin. So there's a wee safe net there to get a chance at it again. So, but hopefully we're not in that position, Ashin. But I feel like you're going to have to get 6 points on the table to make sure you're going to be safe for next season, you know.
Okay, that's another big season ahead, Mickey. We wish you all the best of luck with it, and in particular the opening match this weekend against London.
Thanks, Ashin.